And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Tonight at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Joey DeFrancesco will be playing with his trio. He is a jazz organist, master of the Hammond B3. Tickets are available by calling the Acadiana Center for the Arts or going to their website. He will also be in Lake Charles on Saturday as a part of the Louisiana's LAJE State Jazz Fest at McNeese. For more information on that performance, you can contact banners at McNeese. This evening at Cité des Arts, there will be live Cajun music by a French group called Advienne Capo from the French Alps. That's at 7 o'clock tonight at Cité. Nunu's in Arneville is offering a chapbook workshop with poet and author J. Bruce Fuller. That will take place on Saturday and Sunday, the 3rd and 4th. For more information, you can contact nunucollective.org. The Lauren Riley Elliott Company opens Crimes of the Heart by Beth Hinley, directed by Cooper Helm. There's a preview night tonight. It's a pay-as-you-can. That's at 7:30. It opens officially on Friday and will run through May 18th, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays with a Sunday matinee. Tickets are available by calling Cité or going to their website. And there will be a performance at Asbury Methodist Church this Sunday at 3 o'clock. Sean Roy will be performing the role of Elijah in the oratorio by Mendelssohn of the same name. That's at Asbury Methodist, 3 o'clock in Lafayette. It's free and open to everyone. And UL Director of the Opera Theater, Sean Roy, will be performing. The Louisiana Choral Foundation will present Les Petites Voix Spring Concert. They will perform this Sunday, May 4th at 3 o'clock at the St. Luke Simpson Methodist Church on Country Club Road. The program will feature music ranging from folk songs to works by master composers. It's a free program. For more information, you can go to the Louisiana Choral Foundation website. And Crawfish for Missions, it's a UL group, will have their crawfish boil and benefit on May 8th, 4 to 7. For more information on where to pick up, you can go to crawfishformissions@gmail.com. And this Sunday, there is a family day at the Thinstead Center in Grand Coteau. For more information, you can call the Thinstead Center and find out more about that event. Lots going on this weekend, a little quieter than last. May starts today, and it is Bike Month. Bike Lafayette has a variety of activities going on. You can stop by their website, which is bikelafayette.org, for a full listing of events going on during the month of May, which is Bike Month. And this is KRVS's Spring Fundraiser. We'll be with you through Sunday. We appreciate all of you who have called in and made your contributions and supported public radio, both our national programs and also the local programs that we produce here. We need your help to support all of the programs that we carry throughout the week on KRVS. We really can't do it without the support of our listeners. That's how public radio was created, to be a partnership between the producers of programs, NPR, PRI, American Public Media, the public radio stations, and you, the listeners. And we all have to be doing our part. We ask you to do yours during this fundraiser. Call us now at 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, or make that pledge online right now at krvs.org. We're coming to the end of the week. Tomorrow is sort of a little, as one of our earlier guests said, a button to the end of the week. It sort of changes. It actually does change a lot, and we start with the Blues Box tomorrow with Raoul Breaux. So some great local programs, and also Nick Spitzer's program tomorrow. If the regular weekday programs are ones that you rely on, you may want to pledge now. This is the fourth day in the fundraiser and the last day of the weekday programs before we get to our Friday weekend programs. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, or online now at krvs.org. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7 o'clock, Ira Glass hosts This American Life. At 8, it's From the Shamrock Shore with Heather Cole Mullen, whose mother pledged today from Massachusetts. We appreciate that. Franco Mix with Val Broussard Boston, Earthbeat, La Veonera, The Midnight Snack, all on Thursday evenings. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.